Praise the Lord. Message number 228. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 41. The watchman is given authority to do a great responsibility. The key verse for this message is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, and verse 17. Let us read it. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 17. I appointed watchmen over you, and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. This verse, or this passage, is a part of a long passage, that is Jeremiah chapter 6, from verse 1 to verse 30, where the Lord was pronouncing His judgment against Judah and against Jerusalem. Let us read the whole passage, the whole chapter of Jeremiah chapter 6. Then we will go to the heart of the message. Flee for safety, people of Benjamin. Flee from Jerusalem. Sound the trumpet in Tekoa. Raise the signal over Beth Hakerem. For disaster looms out of the north, even terrible destruction. I will destroy the daughter of Zion, so beautiful and delicate. Shepherds with their flocks will come against her. They will pitch their tents around her, each tending his own portion. Prepare for battle against her. Arise! Let us attack at noon. But alas, the daylight is fading and the shadows of evening grow long. So arise, let us attack at night and destroy her fortresses. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Cut down the trees and build siege rams against Jerusalem. The city must be punished. It is filled with oppression. As a well pours out its water, so she pours out her wickedness. Violence and destruction resound in her. Her sickness and wounds are ever before me. Take warning, O Jerusalem, or I will turn away from you and make your land desolate, so no one can live in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Let them glean the remnant of Israel as thoroughly as a vine. Pass your hand over the branches again like one gathering grapes. To whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it. But I am full of the wrath of the Lord, and I cannot hold it in. Pour it out on the children in the street and on the young men gathered together. Both husband and wife will be caught in it, and the old, those weighed down with years, their houses will be turned over to others, together with their fields and their wives. When I stretch out my hand against those who live in the land, declares the Lord. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. Therefore, hear, O nation, observe, O witnesses, what will happen to them. Hear, O earth, I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their schemes, because they have not listened to my words and have rejected my law. What do I care about incense from Sheba or sweet calamus from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will put obstacles before this people. Fathers and sons alike will stumble over them. Neighbors and friends will perish. This is what the Lord says. Look, an army is coming from the land of the north. A great nation is being stirred up from the ends of the earth. They are armed with bow and spear. They are cruel and show no mercy. They sound like the roaring sea as they ride on their horses. They come like men in battle formation to attack you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard reports about them, and our hands hung limp. Anguish has gripped us. Pain like that of a woman in labor. Do not go out to the fields or walk on the roads, for the enemy has a sword and there is terror on every side. O my people, put on sackcloth and roll in ashes. Mourn with bitter wailing as for an only son. For suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. I have made you a tester of metals, and my people the ore, that you may observe and test their ways. They are all hardened rebels, going about to slander. They are bronze and iron. They all act corruptly. The billows blow fiercely to burn away the lead with fire, but the refining goes on in vain. The wicked are not purged out. They are called rejected silver, because the Lord had rejected them. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your warning message to your church and to your people, and to your watchmen and your watchwomen that you had appointed and you had placed to warn your people and to give them the message and to achieve the things, the great responsibility that you had ordained for us as a church to do it. Lord, thank you for the authority that we have in you, and I pray that the message will be clear to those whom you have given authority. They will act according to your will, and they will stand firm to discipline your church and your people, and to raise up a godly generation, disciples and children after your own heart, people who are willing to do your will. I pray you anoint my lips and make this message a warning message and a fruitful message, and you will reap the harvest and achieve the purpose of what is in your heart of sending this message to your church and to your people. We thank you and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If we will start from verse 1 and we look to Jeremiah chapter 6, we can discern that the Lord is telling the people to flee from Jerusalem, to move out from Jerusalem because he is sending disaster on them. He said to, in verse 1, flee for safety, people of Benjamin. Flee from Jerusalem. He's telling them, move out. God is sending a disaster on them. Sound that trumpet in Tuco. He's warning them. He's warning them, for disaster looms out of the north, even terrible destruction. He is sending a disaster to destroy Jerusalem. In verse 2, he says, I will destroy the daughter of Zion. So beautiful and delicate. God is sending foreign shepherds to seize the city. And that's what we read in verse 3. Shepherds will, with their flocks, will come against her. They will pitch their tents around her. He is tending his own portion. So God is handing over the people to their enemies, to shepherds who belong to the, not to the people of God, because his people were sinning. In verse 4 and 5, he is encouraging those shepherds to attack Jerusalem. He is encouraging them to attack Jerusalem. Prepare for battle against her. Arise, let us attack at noon. So arise in verse 5. Let us attack and at night and destroy her fortresses. The Lord is encouraging those shepherds to attack, those people to attack his own people, because his own people were sinning against the Lord. In verse 6, the Lord is encouraging them to cut its trees and build siege to punish her. This is what the Lord Almighty says, cut down the trees and build siege rams against Jerusalem. Here he is asking them to cut the trees so that they can build a siege ram to surround Jerusalem, and in order for their army to invade it and to destroy Jerusalem. God is doing that because the wickedness of his people and Jerusalem had raised up and had not responded to the warning of God. In verse 7, he described that. He said, as a well pours out its water, so she pours out her wickedness. Violence and destruction resound in her. Her sickness and woes are ever before me. The sin of the people of Jerusalem was before the Lord, and they failed to repent, and they failed to take warning, as we can read in verse 8. Take warning, O Jerusalem, or I will turn away from you and make your land desolate, so no one can live in it. God warned them, but they did not respond. And what God wants to do now? God wanted now that the enemy will take away whatever left for Jerusalem. In verse 9, he says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Let them glean the remnant of Israel as thoroughly as a vine. Pass your hand over the branches again, like one gathering grapes. God wants to take everything back from his people. God wants to glean them from whatever a blessing, because God resolved to do that because no one was willing to listen. Verse 10, God is crying. Their ears are closed so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it. To whom I cannot speak and give warning, who will listen to me? God was crying because the people, they were not willing to listen. He was sending them people, warning, watchmen to speak to them, but they were not willing. Therefore, God sent his wrath on the city and on everyone. In verse 11, but I am full of the wrath of the Lord, and I cannot hold it. Pour it out on the children in the street, and on the young men gathered together, both husband and wife, will be caught in it, and the old, those weighed down will with ears. Even the old age people, the young, the husband, wife, the children, all will be punished by this coming wrath of God. Even their house, and their house will be handed over to their enemies. In verse 12, their houses will be turned over to others, together with their fields and their vines, when I will stretch out my hand against those who live in the land, declares the Lord. Whatever the people of Israel and Jerusalem had and left with them, the Lord will take it over and will hand it over to their enemies. Why? Because they were not willing to listen from their greatest to their youngest, all of them. They were greedy, they were sinning against the Lord, and they were looking for unjust gain. In verse 13, from the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. Oh, they were evil, they were. And not only that, even their teachers, even those who lead the people, they give the people false assuring messages. In verse 14, we can read the following: they dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. They were assuring the people. People, they were sinning, doing adultery, stealing, wickedness, violence, injustice. They will say, don't worry, God is good. The Lord is good. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will answer your prayer. But they fail to rebuke the people. They fail to warn the people. As a watchman, as a watchwoman, the Lord has given us responsibility, and we should not cover up or condone the sin of the people. And what had happened, because some of the false teachers, they were in the midst of them, in the midst of Jerusalem, in the midst of the church. Even today, the people were not ashamed of their wrong conducts, and that paved the way for them to receive the full punishment of the Lord. In verse 15, we can read, are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No. They have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. Sin becomes something normal. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. When sin is honored and church is not rebuking, correcting, or expelling evil doers, and sin is embraced, that will be an invitation for the full wrath of God. Repeatedly they were warned and were asked to open their eyes and see the truth clearly and walk in the ways of God, but they refused to listen. In verse 16, this is what the Lord says: stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. God is inviting them to repent, is calling them to come back, to stand at the crossroad. At the crossroad, you will see the wicked ways, the wide gate and the wide road, and also you will see the way of righteousness, the narrow door and the narrow gate, and you will choose to follow Christ. But you said, we will not walk in it. So here it is clear that the people, they came to know the truth, but they were not willing to walk in the ways of God. Verse 17, I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. And here the Lord is showing us our responsibility as a watchman and as a watchwoman, as a workers in the vineyards of the Lord, as pastors, as overseers, as workers, as committed workers. You are appointed by the Lord as watchmen and watchwomen to recognize and to discern sin and wrongdoings, and the Lord had given you authority and giving you anointing and appointment and ordination to go on and to do the work of the Lord. The Lord appointed watchmen to warn the people of Jerusalem and to admonish them to repent, but they refuse to listen to the appointed watchmen. In the city of Jerusalem, the Lord had raised up watchmen, and one of those watchmen was Jeremiah. Jeremiah was one of the appointed watchmen over the city of Jerusalem, and his ministry and commission from the Lord is to warn the people. What he say here, listen to the sound of the trumpet in verse 17. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. The sound of the trumpet, or sounding the trumpet, is to warn the people that if they would not repent, God will send his wrath on them and he would destroy them. Therefore, you are appointed by God to warn the people and to convince them to repent. You have a great responsibility and you need to do it well. You are accountable before the Lord for the lives of the souls of the people who are under your care, and you are assigned not only to care for them but to warn them. The watchmen and the watchwomen of the Lord, they receive authority from the Lord in order for them to face the people with their sins. You need to respond to them, their sin and the coming judgment of God, and also not only to warn them but to rebuke them, trying your best to convince them, hoping that they will repent. In the book of Solomon, chapter 3 and verse 3, when we read in the King James Version, book of Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 3, the watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, show ye him whom my soul loveth. Here, the girl here testified, the girl who is beloved by the lover, she went outside to look for her man, and what she met here in the city of Jerusalem, she met the watchman, not watchman. She was caught by the watchmen. They were the police in Jerusalem to look and to watch over the city if there is thieves, if there is wrongdoing. And that woman was caught by those watchmen who had authority to question her and find out what for she is moving around. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 7, the watchmen that went about the city found me, they smote me, it means they spanked me, they wounded me, the keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. Here, at that time, the girls were asked to cover their, not only the hair, but they were asked to cover the veil, the face, because the face of the woman will attract the man, and that will promote immorality. And that's where they were instructed to wear the veil. So here the watchmen, they recognize she's a woman, and they want to be sure if she's a woman or a man, and what for she's going in the night. The watchmen here, even they spunk the gear. Why? Because she told them, I'm going to look for my loved one. She has no work. She was naughty. She was roaming around looking for her man. They spunk her, wounded her, to discipline her and purge away her naughtiness. We need to watch our children and our workers and discipline them for their naughtiness. You know that God will send His wrath on you if you don't discipline your children, you don't discipline your daughters and your son. If you are not a good watchman, God will send His wrath on your house and your ministry because you did not discipline, and God will hand it over to the enemy, or He will take it away from you and He will give it to somebody who is faithful. You know, the watchmen, as we have read, they have authority to take away the veil to identify the person and who is she or he. That is the authority that we have in Christ to inspect, to examine closely the life of the people, because we are accountable not only to preach. When there's doubt, we need to investigate. We need to go and check the houses, the mobiles, the laptops. Watchmen and women, they have a great responsibility. You have received authority from the Lord in order to do your responsibility effectively. You are called to combat sin and restrain the sinners. And that is here what the Lord is calling us, is calling you to do. You need to tell the people God's word and to describe to them clearly His ways and His laws and His statutes. In verse 19, hear, O earth, I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their schemes, because they have not listened to my words and have rejected my law. Who taught them the word of God, and who taught them the law of God? The watchmen. And that's our responsibility. We have to describe clearly the word of God. Show the people their sin. You must make them understand that their burnt offering and sacrifices cannot cover their sins. In verse 20, the Lord say, what do I care about incense from Sheba or sweet calamus from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me. You know, sometimes people, they want to cover up their sin with the tithes, with the offering, with the good work, inviting people and bringing people to church, giving a special number and song to the Lord. They will cook something, they will give some money to somebody, they will give an support, or they want to give some of their time for the mission work and the ministry. But the point here, the Lord wants you to repent. And we, when we recognize and discern sin in the people, we should not close our mouth when the people offer sacrifices and material things, but they do nothing about their sin. We should make it to them clear that the Lord is not happy with whatever they do unless they repent. Let them know that they need to repent. Describe to them further details about God's wrath. You know, in verse 21 to verse 23, as we read, therefore this is what the Lord says, I will put obstacles before these people. Tell them, If you will not repent, you will have more problems. You will have difficulties. Fathers and sons alike will stumble over them. Neighbors and friends will perish. This is what the Lord says. Look, an army is coming from the land of the north. A great nation is being stirred up from the ends of the earth. That's when you preach the message when they are sin. Tell them God will send you problem. Tell them that things will go wrong. Enemy will raise up against you. And you will be really punished by God if you will not repent. Verse 23. They are armed with bow and spear. They are cruel and show no mercy. They sound like the roaring sea as they ride on their horses. They come like men in battle formation to attack you, O daughter of Zion. That is how Jeremiah was sending the message to Jerusalem. And that's the way how the church should send and warn the people who are persistently and unwillingly continue on sinning and unwilling to repent. You need to make contextualization of the events. News and calamities and disaster that is happening all around the world, you can use them as a warning message, and you will tell them this is what is going to happen to you. These are the realities of God's word. God sent his wrath, and you can use the events of God's wrath has happened around us in the globe to warn certain people that they need to repent, otherwise the Lord will send his calamity on them. In verse 25 to 27, do not go out to the fields or walk on the roads, for the enemy has a sword and there is terror on every side. All my people, put on sackcloth and roll in ashes. Mourn with bitter wailing as for an only son, for suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. I have made you a tester of metals, and my people the ore, that you may observe and test their ways. The Holy Spirit will lead you which event you may use that will be linked with the word of God and will be linked with the life of the people that you are ministering and will be also linked with their sins. In verse 28, they are all hardened rebels. Describe to them the sin and what they are doing wrong. Going about to slander, they are bronze and iron. They all act corruptly. The billows blow fiercely to burn away the lead with fire, but the refining goes on in vain. The wicked are not purged out. They are caught, rejected silver, because the Lord has rejected them. Describe clearly the stubbornness, that they are not willing to be cleansed. Their wickedness, they are not willing to be purged out by the word of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, by the warning, by the instruction of his laws and his decrees. We as a church, we as watchmen and as watchwomen for God, ahead of us is a great responsibility and hard work and a long journey of service with the Lord. The message is to encourage you. You know, I am seeing that when the wickedness is so increased, the love of must will grow cold. Sometimes when there is much work of devil opposition, devil use hard-headed people who oppose the truth, and he use them as witchcraft inside the church. And that's such kind of people, they will discourage those who have zeal for the Lord. They would discourage them from going on forward and do the work of God. The message today is for your encouragement. God, He had given you authority for the great responsibility and to enable you to do and achieve the hard work and to be sustained for the long journey of service unto the Lord. God had appointed you and ordained you to do that. You do not need to be worried. He will back you up. As you show your willingness to serve Him and to achieve His purpose in your own generation. Let's pray. Tell Him, Lord, as I kneel down at your feet, O God, I thank you for the great responsibility and that you give me and the anointing and the authority that I receive from you and from your word. O God, take over of everything. I am willing to go on with the great task that you entrust to me, O Lord, knowing I am not alone and you are my backup and you are my right hand and you are my shade. Holy Spirit, fill me once again and send me, here am I, Lord. Send me, O God. I do pray, Lord, expand your church. O God, empower your servants and all the workers with the power of the Holy Spirit, that we will move forward with you and preach your word with a power and authority, and nothing will be able to stand against us because you are with us. I do pray to continue to back up those who have committed their lives and their ways unto you, the watchmen and the watchwoman whom you had called for your glory. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, O Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.